Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about free legal clinics being offered by some non-governmental organizations and individual lawyers.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
All are welcome to come because this is my way of to mark the end of the commemoration of the 16 days of activism on gender-based violence that ended on International Human Rights Day on 10 December with the team Human Rights 365, and this is my way of trying to promote a culture of human rights in Harare West, as well as observation of peace to women and their security.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about free legal advice being offered to Zimbabweans. Gibbs.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, the Law Society of Zimbabwe, and some individual lawyers are actually giving free legal advice to many Zimbabweans.
Human rights groups have for years complained about alleged human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. But of course, the government has dismissed such claims.
What do you think about this free advice that is being given by the lawyers? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Wonguka Gibbs, nasi tilao titinge tishi tarisa nezu nyayadze kodzero dzevanhu. Nyayadze kodzero dzevanhu munyika zaka kosha zvikuru. Uye zvaka kosha wakuti vanga wa mapurisa mauto. Kana vanhu kumabasa uko vange vachiremekedza kodzero dzemunhu, nekuti pakarwirwa hondo paipai ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvanga zvakarwirwa kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiremekedzerwa kodzero dzavo. Pane mitemo yakawanda wanda yemusadak yemuafrican union nekuunited nations inonanganawo nenyaya yekuti kodzero dzevanhu dzinge dzichichengetedzwa, asi mune dzimwe nguva handizvo zvatiri kuona. Nekudaro tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura tichitarisa zviri kuitwawo nemamagweta kuti vabatsire vanhu kuti vanzwisise nenyaya dzekodzero dzavo. Gibbs.
Ufaka kuhleke indaba leyo ke Blessing zvolo kandava lichiona njani lava likona kona ngapo ngemakaya. Lamhlake sihlafuna udaba sibili olungani lubambe umuntu wonke khonapho ke eZimbabwe. IZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ibambane njalo le Law Society of Zimbabwe. Labantu nje jikelele abangamagqoda kwele Zimbabwe bagijigijima khona ngapho ke eZimbabwe befuna ukuthi bancede umuntu wonke nje khonapho ke bekhuluma ngelungelo likaZulu. Sizwile ukuthi bangenile eHarare, bangenile endaweni ezijeneyo, sebekubike bafika koBulawayo, bafika ke le maphandleni ebekhuluma ngendaba zenezi ezijeneyo. Nxa kungani uyahlupheka khona ngale komsitheli, kungani kukhona okungazani kuyakugataza, ulakho ukuthi ukubatshele ukuthi kube njani. Kulabanye njalo blessing enzuleyo ukuthi bahamba-ke emagqoteni lawo bafika bekhulume ngenhlupho ezimangalisayo kakhulu. Abanye bakhuluma nge-maintenance, abanye bakhuluma ngokuthi bayahlukuluzwa nguhulumende, abanye bakhuluma ngokuthi bayahlukuluzwa ngamapholisa, kuningi kakhulu. Abanye abalaleli sithupha, umuntu usewahlala esiya komsitheli okwesikhathi eside kodwa engatholi lutho. So khanya indubo ziningi kakhulu.
I think we have our first two guests, Gibbs. First, we have Ms. Irene Petras, a director, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Irene, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you, Blessing and Gibbs.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we have Mr. Lizwe Jamela. Lizwe, good evening. We are doing great, of course. Mr. Jamela Lizwe is a human rights lawyer. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Ms. Petras, we'll start with you. Give us a rundown of what you have done since you actually launched this kind of program, the outreach program. Are you there, Irene? Are you there?
Yes, sir, because I didn't get that.
Well, okay, so give us a rundown of what you have been doing since you launched this outreach program.
Well, we've been doing the program for a while, but on International Human Rights Day, we launched an extended program, which we'll be doing into 2015, to provide these mobile legal clinics around the country using the lawyers who work at Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights and also members of Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights who are situated all around the country. So we'll be offering free legal assistance through our members to people in different communities in all the 10 provinces in the country. And obviously, as we progress through the year, we hope to be able to extend it into a number of different communities.
But just briefly, tell us about the state of human rights in Zimbabwe. Would you say things are improving?
Well, I think the positive thing is the new constitution, which has come in and which we've had for more than a year now. It provides extended rights. So there's more opportunities for people to assert their rights, and I think that is happening. There's also increased ways of trying to get accountability from state institutions and actors. And I think that there has been some attempts to comply with the constitution. Of course, there's still a lot of violations which are happening, particularly due to the economic situation, the social situation. And so these are some of the issues which we'll hope to be addressing through the program.
Thank you, Ms. Petras. Do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yes, wewe Baba Jamela ngesintu lapha. Nxa sikhuluma ke ngohlelo lolu, singathi abantu abaningi elikhuluma labo bathini? Bathi bahlutshwa kuyini?
Abantu besikhuluma labo bathi ngakhangela umlungu womuthi ngokukhanya vele enza ukuthi impilo yabantu ingabi yimpilo leyana ekholisekayo. Okunye ngathi ngakhangelani ngokomuthi siyabe sikhangele indaba nje zokutholakala kwamadokhumenti athiyehlukeneyo asikhangelele nethi amadokhumenti okuzalwa, amadokhumenti okuhambisa, amapasipoti lawa nezinye izinhlupho esihlangana nazo izakhamizi. Kakhesi okuqakathekile kakhulu lidaba lelihlukane nendaba yomnotho ukuthi abantu abaabathola imisebenzi sebeshona behlezi abathinga emayunivesithi bayagrajuweta bezihlale bezezimali bantu yobuyenza betshone betholela imisebenzi. Amakhampani ayavala lokubawayo akusena indawo zokuthi abantu besebenzi. Abantu bengazama ukuthi beziphilise bethengise izithelo lezinto ezikwagweni sebethona bethizimele sabeeele izinto abane befuna belimala. So
ye ngiyakhumbula besikhuluma lapha usithi kulabanye njalo ababuya bekhuluma nge-maintenance okunjalo bafika besithini?
Nxa ukhangelane nendaba ihlupho ezenzekalayo kuma-communities zinto ezininginingi kakhulu ukuthi nxa sihamba sinezigabeni sinakho ukuthi zithole ezinye izinto ezingadaphela zona yena malungelo abantu masikhangele ngendlela lezo malungelo abantu indaba zibekwe nebomntu zivalile indaba zabadizisi abantu belela ilifa zivalile konke lokunawo kukhangele ukuthi kuthule sihamba problem indaba yena le indaba zomnotho ukuthi umuntu yabe engelalitho lokuthi ehambise abantwana besikolo engelalitho lokuthi ebonise abantwana bazakudlani bazagqokani ngabona futhi abantu bebekunabelela le ilifa labantu ukuthi vele abantu yabe engahlalisekanga kuthi akulamisebenzi akulali kungavumilito so kuvamile ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi bebele into ezinjalo ngoba vele abantu bayabelanile ezindlini.
Yes, I was calling him. Mnumzana Jamela usiyabonga kakhulu kodwa ungayika channel. So what Mr. Jamela was saying, blessings that yeah, you know, they listen to many problems from members of the public.
Mm-hmm.
And something that is prominent, coming out very prominently,
mm-hmm.
is the issue of jobs, you know, the economy.
Mm-hmm.
He says, apart from some of these issues that are very legal, mm-hmm. you know, some people have got problems in getting jobs. They've got problems in getting money to send kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
And graduates, you know, from various universities don't have jobs. So he says, this is something that is basic, which is coming out right now.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, there are some who talk about birth certificates, who talk about passports, you know, maintenance, mm-hmm. inheritance, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole bucket of issues there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think we are being joined by our third guest, that is Ms. Jessie Majome, Honorable MP, Harare West. Good evening. Honorable Majome?
Yes. Good evening to you.
We are doing great. And Honorable Majome, we understand you will be offering free legal advice to, is it only those in Harare West?
Yes, but only those in Harare West, because that's my constituency. That's right.
Let me complain on behalf of Harare North, where I come from. that we are going to photo bomb.
well, I can't comment about that. I represent Harare West. That's who I have a beef for, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay. So tell us about your program. Who should come? I mean, from Harare West, where is this mobile legal clinic, if you might call it that? Where is it going to take place, and what will be happening? Just tell us briefly.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Westgate Mall in the morning from just about 8:30 to about 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be
very unlucky, blessing.
Yeah,
and you know, when you're talking about your complaint,
I think so. I think
I really think it's related to this.
Sabotage.
Yes, I think so. So then I was thinking, maybe in your constituency, your MP is an engineer. Ask him to repair pipes, you know, that kind of thing. That's a community outreach program, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. So what is starting in Mlaleli lapha ose Johannesburg? Lapha sikho mnumzana ke uPatrick Spanda. Baba Spanda, ungawutshona njani?
Hayi, ngiyatshona Mthembu, litshona njani baba?
Hayi, sijonile Mdawini, singazi wena khona ngapha bantu.
Hayi, nami ngiyazama ngapha, hayi, sinethwa nje imvula nje all holiday lapha eGauteng.
Ye, akuphosela khosizwe mnumzana.
Ye, mine lami lokuqala nje Mthembu, ngingakaliphosi, uyazi vele mina lawo esile promise endala.
Ekhawutubhakhe
khona lamhla ecingweni, manje lamhla ngithi ngiyabonga.
Yeah.
Sokuze kwaba ngumaqondana lo maqondana ngesiNdebele.
That's all right. Inkinga yakho leyana phela eKhawutubhakhe ngiyakhumbula sibili. Pokuthi kanje.
Yebo, awuzwake ngikuthandela ukuba ngumahlala ubamba. Lamhla ujamela ngumtholile indoda endihlala ngiyifuna.
That's all right. Ye, akumbuze khonapho ukhulume laye. Ngamafitshane sibili.
Ngizashe ngikhulume laye fair fair, uzanika lamanumber akhe.
Ye, khuluma laye ngamafitshane sibili baba. Qhubeka.
Yebo, all right.
Mhm.
Yebo.
Yeah, kube ku.
Hello Jamela.
Yeah.
Eli njani baba Jamela? Hello Jamela.
Yeah, Jamela ngubaba uSibanda, ngubaba uSibanda kulapho secingweni. Kulo dubo lapho ufuna ukuthi ezuthi angathini.
Oh, okay.
Eli angizwa baba Jamela. Yebo. Ngilo dubo lwami lapho olukhona apho kobulawayo. Okay. Yeah, uDubo lwami lukanje baba ngathenga i-stand 2007 leze ze Karegai.
Okay.
Yeah, ngisithengile lesi stand from 2007 ngo-2012 sengisilabhile lesi stand sami. Ngathola ukuthi sesitshontshwa umuntu ozibizethi yena ngokalaba abantu belokhuzeni be-consult nam wasithengisela omunye umama basidiliza baquphuna le i-building yami benzela ukushepha bafaka okuyi-two room dikwabo. Indaba le ngiyigijimisa ngiyifaka kumaloya laphana obaziyo is-next to ngomajwabu iluze imali ezesabekayo. Ngathola ukuthi layo umajwabu usedlala ngami amfake kulaba abantu njengokuthi usele style labo. Icala leliyana lisahambi selokhu elivalela lile court. E-court selisilinile likhona ngalo selokhu engijutshisa ngokuthi mbhadale kuphela imali kuye. So lakhathesi leli cala sengize ngalikhipha kuye ngifuna ukubuza indaba ezinjalo. Ukuthi umuntu eliloya esebenzisa lwana umthetho njalo usumbhadelele imali ngoba njengamotshakalelwa ngumsebenzi lapha eGoli lokho engijijimisa into engaphumeleliyo. Lo muntu ngithola 2013 setshintsha igama lami kutshintsha abantu be-city councillor. After 7 years isitendi singesami ngisikelela kukuhle kule mali yami phakathi.
Ye, so umana khonapho ke mdaweni baba Jamela. Umphendule ngamafutshane sibili babo uSibanda.
Okay, uthola lake ngalinga sibili. Indaba yokuthi amaqinga asinika lamadadisi. Ngakho ke ukuthi ngizokujikelela ukukhona okwenzakalayo ukukhulisa lo bantu njalo. Ukuthola ukuthi ngayindisi sika kumdayini idala mathi. Ukhanya yena kathi isizwe ngoba ukhulisa ngoba ngiyindlela indaba yakhe ukuthi kaphi njalo ngoba sendaba ngemagodi. Ukuthi mina ngiyigqisa angikwanisi ukuthi ngikhomente ngale njalo ukuthi ukusebenza kwenye igqisa isesali ngingayazi ukuthi kwangihamba njani ngingabona ngisayi bakhona ukuthi ngihamba njani kodwa nje njengokuthi mabandini ukuthi njengamagqisa sisebenza mhlawumbe sahanisethwa yile society ukuthi nxa ingazisisisoli njengazizizi ukuthi idaba lakho lihanziwa njani ngamagqisa.
Yes, uzakhuluma baba Jamela. So mdawini enza kwenza nzathatha inombolo kababa uJamela lapha ngunike sesiqedile uhlelo lolu uza kuchasisela kakhulu ukuthi uhamba njani. Mbona ngani kungakusuthisa kakhulu lokho?
Yikho kungangisuthisa
sengizenza njalo baba.
Ngingakuthemba ubuya la indaba. Ungathatha kamanamba ubusunika baba, ungabichitshi ucingo lwami ngifuna sicine ukuthi sunika amanamba. Ngizoyambona ngale kobulawayo ngoba kwakhathesi ngizahlutshwa ukuthi ngiphethwe i-BP ngitshitsha amadoktha lapha
sokungani
ngatshaya i-stroke.
Hayi, siyakuza kakhulu mdawini. So nizayenza njalo, ngiza kufonela siqeda khonapho uhlelo lolo bese ngisikhuluma lawe then bese sekulexa lo Jamela yini.
Bengithi kumbungakecishi mthembu okwenzela ukuthi siqeda nje sihlunika kube lula
nasi nombolo othi ngunike Jamela ngumnike inamba yakho.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngamnike inamba yami, ngamnike.
Yeah, bhala ke Sibanda, nasi nombolo, bhala baba.
Yebo.
Yeah, bhala phansi.
Sibiza baba.
0775 3 8 5 5 8 5 5 6 3 5 6 3 5 5. Aw lapha
ngise ngiripite kuyizwe.
Yeah.
0773
8
W 5
Yeah.
6 3-5.
Awu jaye kanye mdawini, thank you so much. Seza kufuela futhi singathatha
uhlelo. Awu Boss Tembayo baba.
Hayi mdawini sibilibonge kakhulu baba.
Lami ngibonge kakhulu ibelela ngelihle ngapha United States of America umbongelela kulizwe jamela.
Yazi zathu njalo yeye ungakhohlwa no blessing Zulu.
Lo blessing Zulu khona apho indoda ehle sibili ngilibamba lonke majahakithi lamantombazana wona lawo eliphethe uhlelo olumnandi lolu.
Hayi sibongele kakhulu yena uyabonga. Ubonga ngesizwe lawo umbonge ngesizwe lawo.
Ndinomtenda nethethi Tauro ndinogona kutaura zvishoma.
Hayi wathi notenda siyabonga.
Sibongele kakhulu mdawini sibongele baba. Yes. So Mr. Mdawini has got a case that he wanted to put across to Mr. Jamela. So he talked about this issue last time when we discussed the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he bought a stand in 2007 mm-hmm. in Country Park. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, somebody then took the stand from him and then mm-hmm. registered it under a certain name,
mm-hmm.
you know, using the council procedures.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he says the case is still before the courts
mm-hmm.
and nothing is being sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he suspects now that his lawyers are, you know, mm-hmm. playing around with him and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Jamela couldn't comment
mm-hmm.
because this matter is being, you know, done by some of his colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I'm doing a story and you're doing another story,
mm-hmm.
then at the end of the day, you write something, then I comment on it or, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, he says, legally, he can't comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Petras, are you still on the phone?
I'm still here. Yes.
Of course, I saw my good friend Kumbirai was in rural Kariba with other lawyers, of course, conducting these free mobile clinics. What are the major complaints that you are hearing?
Well, there's some which are similar in different areas. We've had people out in Mashingo, we had them in Mutare, out in Kariba,
mm-hmm.
in Chitungwiza, Epworth. So some of them are, like Lizwe has said before, issues around birth certificates, national mm-hmm. IDs, passports,
mm-hmm.
Which are all issues which are common.
Mm-hmm.
But in different areas, there's different issues which may be specific to mm-hmm. a certain region. There may be issues around water.
Mm-hmm.
There may be issues around health. In Chitungwiza, there were a lot of issues around access to the public health system,
mm-hmm.
people being turned away, issues around education and failure of children to go to school because fees had not been paid. So mm-hmm. there were a lot of different issues which are coming out, but which can build cases which can assist a lot more people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're wanting to achieve, that we get public interest cases where if we go to court or if we engage the authorities, the benefits, if those cases are dealt with, will influence and impact on a lot of people in the country.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the issue of birth certificates and IDs, for example. Is it my right to have one?
Do you have a birth certificate? Yes, and an mm-hmm. ID. Of course, these are things that you need
mm-hmm.
To show that you belong to a certain country, that you have an existence.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things which are needed if you're going to go to school, if you're a child,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to access other services. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
How about water?
Water is now a right in terms of the Constitution to have clean and water which you're able to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, with the socioeconomic rights, which water is one of them,
mm-hmm.
we have to remember that there's a lot of competing rights and there's a lot of pressures which are on the state
mm-hmm.
to provide. And of course, they don't have money to provide all of these rights at the same time and to everyone. But mm-hmm. they do have an obligation to do as much as they possibly can to make sure that people progressively realize that right and they have access to water. So they have to show that they're using at least some of the resources that they have to be able to roll out clean water to people, education, and all of those kinds of things.
Of course, those are things that we take for granted. Ikodzero yevanhu kuti vange vachiwana mvura, kwete kuti vanhu vanongomuka makuseni voti vanhu ngavadzimirwe mvura. Ikodzero yevana kuti vakwanise kunge vachienda kuchikoro nezvimwe zviri kutaurwa kuti zvinenge zvakakosha.
Kakhulu vifaka kuhle sibili uPetrus lapo kuti yoti nxa ukagela manzi kumeta abantwana babe lamanzi, abantu abadala babe lamanzi, nxa ungela manzi ungenzani? Akula lutho pleasant. You have full amanzi olulanga, ama basic rights angkhona.
Regai tiende kuna mukoma Lazarus mumuteereri wedu ari parunhare, makadii? Mukoma, tiripo zvedu. Mune mubvunzo here kana kuti tipewo pfungwa dzenyu?
Ya, tinayo mibvunzo uye pfungwa dzedu panyaya iyoyi dzakati wande uye zvezvekuitwa nemabuka zvekufamba vachidzidzisa vanhu ezvemitemo zvakatinakei. But muri kuona kuti mitemo yekwairi kunyanya kudzidzisirwa kumadhorobha uko kune vanhu vanoaccessa midhiya, mapepa, maredhiyo, asi ukaenda kumaremote areas unoona kuti vanhu vazhinji variko. Vanhu vanenge vachitochorerwa kodzero dzavo nekuda kwokuti vanenge vasingazivi, nekuti kune kuchiitwa maoutreaches ikoko havakwanisi kuita sei kusvika. Saka muri kuona kuti dai vachisvikawo kunzvimbo dzakaitawo sekumaremote areas uko vachiunganidzo vanhu, kana pangava pamataunship vachiunganidzo vanhu vachivaudzawo kodzero dzavo, kana kuvabvunza kuti pakati tinopafanisa sei, pakati tinopafanisa sei. Nekuti ukada kutarisa nyaya dziri kuno kumamisha kuno ndedzekuti umwe mwana haasi kukwanisa kana kunyora grade 7 nekuti pamumba munene vake kana sekuru vake kana mainene vake vari kuramba kumutorisa kana birth certificate, asi jeti remubereki wacho pamwe vanenge vainaro vachiramba naro. Saka izvozvo zvikafamba zvichidzidziswa vanhu, vanhu vanobva vaziva kuti ndiri kutyora kodzero dzemwana iyeye, mwana uyo anofanira kuti awane birth certificate aende kuchikoro. Tikatarisa senguva inei yezhizha inei yekuti kumvura iri kunaya, unoona kuti kune dzimwe chembere pamwe dzee dzichigara dzega, vanopedzisira vaakunochera mvura kana paya panongonjenga mvura paya paya kuti vanwe. Vanwa mvura iyoyo vacharwara, asi kana vakaziva kuti ikodzero yavo kuti vawane mvura yakachena, vanokwanisa kuita se kuenda kana kuna kansela chaiko chaiko kuti inini handikwanisi panapa ndicheveo kana chibhorani kana kuti ndicheveo mugodhi pano ndiwane chii mvura yakachena nekuti ikodzero yavo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lazarus. Muri kupi imi?
Isusu tiri kunokupa kuchikomba East kunonzi kwamupatsi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Tinotenda.
Of course, Lazarus is saying he is appreciating the good work that the lawyers are doing, but his concern is that it appears they are concentrating only in the cities. So he's saying that they should go to remote areas, and he's giving Chikomba East, where he comes from, as an example. He's saying that the right of children to go to school is not being respected, you know. Some relatives are simply refusing to make sure that orphans especially have got birth certificates, and as a result he's saying that most of them are not going to school.
Miss Petrus, do you have a quick response before we go for a break on the issue of reaching out there to some rural areas?
Well, that's exactly what we want to do. So we're trying to reach out to those areas through the mobile clinics. People should just maybe try and get in touch with the three offices and give us areas and issues which they're dealing with, and then we'll do our best as we move through the year next year to visit all of those places and assist people.
Ndofunga vanhu vanzwa hanzi vanenge vachida kuti magweta aende kunzvimbo dzavo vanonyora tsamba. Kana kunyora kwatiri kuno kutinoendesa tsamba dzacho idzodzo kune magweta.
Kutobhala nencwadi nxa lifuna kuti babuye khona ngapho ke emakaya. Sikwazi kuti lingaphi kodwa lingalungelwa nxa lingayenza njalo.
Okay, Miss Petrus and Mr. Jamela, please do stay on the line. And my name's Sake Mkoma Blessing. Rambai muri parunhare. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here, but of course, the program is streaming live. Please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, stay tuned, Zimbabwe.